With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Danvers High School hockey coach Kevin Fassett. And, Coach, welcome back. It's been a while. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, Coach. Looking, it's funny. You guys have kind of sneaked under the radar over here at MSO. Got a really good record going on right now. Tell me how you assess the season to this point. In other words, how you look at some of the ups and downs and how they contrast to what you expected before the season started.
Yeah, we're kind of, you know, we had some goals going into the season. I think we're around that point of hitting that goal, and then we're going to reevaluate. But, you know, we'd like to be a little more consistent in some of our games. We've had some nice wins and then some tough losses, which is probably what helped us hide a little bit more under that radar. It's just we haven't been as consistent as we want to be. And, you know, I think we're getting closer to that as all teams are improving across the board here. And I think we're in that same boat, and we kind of morph together and continue to play together and fix the little things that we can control. And I think that's really important as we go down the stretch.
You've got some really close games against some of the schools that are ranked up there in the rankings. And D3, of course, extremely competitive. But is there a game, Coach, either a plus or a minus that you can look at that was a good teaching moment for your kids, for you to show them, okay, you did this right, or you did this, if you have to, you did this wrong. You know what I'm trying to say? Is there one particular game that you can focus on and say, okay, this we did good, or this we need to improve on?
Yeah, you know what? There's a couple moments in there. I thought this last game was really good against Beverly because, unfortunately, this is no excuse. It happens to everybody. I think we got hit with the flu bug pretty good. So we were down a bunch of people, and I thought the kids that we had on the ice really stepped up, and some of the kids were really weren't able to play. They gutted out what they could, and I thought the other kids, we had kids that hadn't really played much varsity at all, playing that game and kind of step up and go through the resiliency. You know, I know the goalie wasn't doing too hot and a couple other guys, and again, this is not an excuse, but it was good to see new people step up, and that's usually a sign you're starting to play for each other. Which is a big moment because that's going to have to happen down the stretch. And if those guys are doing it now, usually that continues to have a ripple effect down the season where guys will continue to play hard for each other. And then when these one-goal games, which we're going to be in, usually it helps you out tremendously.
I think people have to understand, you know, all coaches say it's not an excuse, but you know what it is? You've got kids there, and you've got kids who are slotted in at certain places because of their experience, because they're able to play at a competitive level, and then you got to bring other kids in there who might not be that ready. And of course, all coaches risk injury, so it is an excuse, and it's a good moment for your kids, I think. And as you say, every team has to go through it, and the teams that can, as you say, be resilient, they're the ones who move to the top.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, and I think it was really good because even the kids that were sick that were, you know, on the ice, we kind of had to sit them, and which I think these other kids saw the light and sit them for safety. It just it wasn't their best, and I applaud their effort and kudos to them. But, you know, in the end of the day, we were able to come back and, you know, get the win, and the kids played hard, and we got to get everyone on the ice and, you know, battle through, and, you know, we had a lot of space on the bench. But, you know, but that would be one that jumped down. There's a couple others this year where, you know, I thought we could have took some retaliation penalties, and I thought we did a great job being disciplined, and that's hard to teach sometimes, and it allowed us to go into power play, which in the end helps the score in our favor, and then we got the win because of it.
Do you see a team getting stronger or more mature as the year has gone along?
I think we're one of those groups, and that's credit to the seniors, you know, in the end of the day. I mean, we obviously try to preach that message, but they own the locker room. That's their thing, and, you know, we're part of it, and we oversee it. But, you know, they own the true message, and it sounds like they're getting it to the younger players because in hockey it's unique where you'll have freshmen playing right next to seniors, and not every sport's like that, as consistent as you'll see maybe with hockey just with age, and that's just the way the high school game is right now. And that message, which seems – it's really underrated because some of those youth players need to learn quickly because they're thrown right in the fire because their contribution is just as big as a senior at times. So we got to make sure that those messages are there and we're all on the same page. And, you know, we're playing varsity hockey even with guys that are probably maybe not ready yet.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I've been asking coaches this time around to mention some of their role players, if you will, sort of like when we talk football. You know, the skill players get all the ink in the paper. They got so many receptions. And in hockey, it's how many goals, assists, or saves. But can you name a kid or two who as you mentioned, is under the radar, but is vital to your team.
Yeah, I mean, if I go to our third line, if we look at, I probably lost my voice a little bit in the beginning of the year trying to get them to move in a direction at a certain speed. And I'm not proud of that, but they were able to listen, and they've been watching film like crazy and working their tail off, and now they're in a regular shift. And I think that's a credit to them just continuing to work hard. And they might not be getting the goals all the time, so those names would be just kind of a four-guy rotation on a three-man line with, you know, Ryan Irving, Thomas Fish, Jackson Durkee, and Steve Ramos. And those guys did an amazing job giving us that third line because we were squeezing the bench a little too tight with two lines, and I think we were a little gassed. And their ability to continue to get better and float underneath the radar has really allowed us to win more games and put ourselves in great positions to be successful.
That's a good point because so many times you have to, as you say, shorten the bench and go to two lines. Have you been able to use three lines pretty consistently?
As the year went on, yes. The beginning of the year, no.
Okay. That's simple enough. Good.
Yeah. I just think they were, and some of those guys will be young, and some of those don't have a lot of varsity experience. So what happened was when they got their experience, they continued to get better. And now I feel pretty comfortable with them against most lines, which has made us tremendously better. And it's just given us legs, you know, down the stretch, especially in that third period. And some of the guys have developed into nice penalty killers, which is another, you know, work ethic thing, and that's a character piece, and those are big parts of playing the game.
Mm-hmm. All right. As we have gone along, I'm asking coaches also this week, there's an evaluation system wherein the evaluator asks, do more of, do less of, and keep doing. And I'm asking the coaches, what do you want your kids to keep doing?
Keep pushing, you know, keep really going. It's easy to hit the season and go 1,000 miles an hour and be excited to be here. This part gets tough. Everyone's dinged up a little bit. Everyone's a little sick maybe. It just keep going full speed right to the very end and finish the thing strong because it's hard to do. You know, it's finishing the race and win or loss, just don't let work ethic be a question. And that's kind of the message we've had with our guys. It's kind of work ethic and discipline's everything. And, you know, obviously everything is set in place at this point. If we stay that with those two philosophies, I think we'll be okay.
All right, you're going over to the O'Keefe at Salem State on Saturday, 3 p.m. game against Marblehead. Is Marblehead a different team now than they were earlier in the year?
I don't know. I mean, there's factors that play in that rink. It's huge. So they got some really good skaters, and they're pretty good. They're really good in space. So, you know, we played them in our place over at Endicott, and that's a smaller rink, so I'm sure that helped us in certain aspects of the game, according to what we do versus what they do. So, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. It's tough to say because they're in so many one-goal games that it could have went the other way, and then now it's just kind of falling in the law of average. You know, like, so they probably should have won a bunch of those one-goal games that they're on the other side of, and now they are on the right side of it. And I don't know if it was a hot and cold thing as much as it was just, you know, you're a step here and step there. And, you know, credit to coaching staff. Obviously, they made a couple of changes there to help that happen. But, you know, that's kind of who they are. They're in every single game, and that's a credit to their work ethic and speed and skill. And, you know, we're going to be in another battle here Saturday.
All right, stretch run, Coach. You guys getting excited about this time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, absolutely. It's one of those, you know, we don't even look at the power ratings too much. It's just it is what it is. That's going to filter out how it happens. And I know it's inevitable not to see where you're at, but, you know, our goal really is to, you know, keep pushing and get ready for a playoff hockey game. And that game is predicated on how we do now. So we're going to stay in the now and we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Stay in the now. I love it. Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time once again. And we'll check in with you later on.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Good luck, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. That's Kevin Fassett, the Danvers High School boys hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.